Listen to Ken Curtin from Cork, my good friend, talking about a statue in Cove.
You want to disagree with Councillor Mannix Flynn? Go ahead, Dermot.
How are you doing, Joe? I never want to disagree with Mannix, but just to correct
you.
Never
done disagree with any of
I don't do anything behind anybody's back. There is no ban in Dublin City Council on a statue for somebody who's dead less than 20 years. Just be clear on that one. There is a ban on naming something after somebody, until somebody's been dead for 20 years, and that's really just to ensure that the memory is, as we talked, the memory should be, that we would name something.
Well, when is the last time Dublin City Council put up a statue to anyone who's still alive?
Well, I was trying to think of that. The last statue of somebody who that went up alive was the bus to Conchoolan that went up and around the, I'd say, by 2010, 2011, while Conn was still alive. So it can happen. I mean, the biggest problem, Joe, with all of these things tends to be the funding of the proposal. Mannix was correctly talking about the campaign to erect the monument to Luke Kelly. And that's gone on for a long, long time as we've tried to get the money together. It's been a very good campaigning group. But really, the whole purpose of the call is to say, look, if there is some issues, well, if there is the funding, if it's the right place and all that, of course Dublin City Council is.
And are there any requests in at the moment?
I haven't seen any. I mean, I was chairman of the naming committee whose principal task was to name the new bridge over the Liffey there last year. And that was a fantastic piece of public engagement. I think we had 7,000 or 8,000 people who made submissions on that. And I'd like to see more of that. So, I mean, perhaps today we need to put up a monument to mark the great contribution of the Dublin football team. I mean, there's lots of suggestions that come in, and then they drift off into the air. But I believe if somebody came up with suitable proposals and, you know, we could identify the funding in the right location first. I mean, Dublin City Council doesn't stand in the way of these things. I'd like to see more such statues. I'd like to see more colour and vibrancy on the streets. So I wouldn't like to discourage people by pretending that there's a rule when there is no such rule.
And what are you thinking about in terms of the Dubs?
Oh, I thought it was great. It was a great performance. I think it's brought Dublin a great sense of enjoyment, and I hope thousands of people get out there tonight to celebrate a great victory and a great win. And indeed, I hope that the people of Kerry, you know, celebrate their homecoming. They were up against a far better team, but they weren't a bad team themselves.
No, but are you thinking of Alan or Bernard Brogan? Maybe the two of them on the plinth somewhere, statue-wise?
I think Gaelic sport is a team effort, and I think if we were going to acknowledge the team, we should acknowledge the full team. But I think we could add, you know, colour to the streets of Dublin by having suitable statues commemorating and marking some of the great teams, not just yesterday's team, some of the great teams over the years. And the more of these, you know, bits of statues around the place and bits of colour and add to the culture and the gate of the city, I'd be all in favour.
And what about murals? There's a controversial mural going up in Cabra at the minute.
Yeah, I know there is. I tend to welcome murals, to be honest, it's provided that they're not offensive and provided they don't, they're not objected to by local people. But again, I think it's good to see the city embraced in colour, and that takes it forward. I thought some of the murals during the Emerge referendum, for example, were terrific, and I need more of them. And in a way, we need less restrictions and less regulations. Okay. Well, but we also need a little bit more manners on the part of some people who perhaps paint them.
Okay, Mannix, what has happened? What has happened to the memorial for the people who were in the Magna laundries and the industrial schools? What's happened to that?
Well, I mean, again, that's all gone very quiet. I mean, obviously, on board, Pernod made the decision that it was not an appropriate place to put it.
It's behind the
memory.
Yeah.
You know, so...
You supported that decision, didn't you?
I brought the case to Embore Pinola, and I actually thought it was a very wrong place to put the memorial then. You know, indeed I did. I wouldn't be in favour of a memorial at this particular point in time because the issues in relation to the residential institution issue, including the children and the babies, in the babies' homes and also the ones in the graves, have not been resolved yet. So to put together the memorial would premature close down any investigation. This is a different kind of memorial. A statue in relation to Sonia O'Sullivan is to celebrate something. The memorial is completely different.
Okay, take
and as I say, also, it is very interesting, you know, that, you know, the local authorities in Cove must have put some money towards the statue. Equally, the tourism board in Dublin City Council, it's very difficult to get monies. It's also very difficult to get decisions when you're at the committee meetings, when they're deciding on statues, memorials and plaques. You know, as I said, you know, why would we set me all on for more public art? As long as you have the proper criteria and it's open to all and is transparent and open, I think that's fantastic. But you simply can't have a situation where every street corner is adorned with whatever people want to just stick up on it. I mean, the city itself could do with an enormous amount of cleanup because of the amount of graffiti that's on the walls and the amount of inappropriate, you know, markings that are on the walls. I'd also say this much, is that if Dublin City Council and the planning authorities are considering decommissioning the amount of work that's out there and taking down the monuments, well then they should be forced to put together a robust public art programme whereby we can,
but
into the future,
yeah, but do council,
public
like,
art.
The last thing, I know you raised it at the time, my point is, do the councillors have any power? Because you said, did you object to the reenactment of the O'Donovan Rossa military situation in City Hall?
I did indeed, yeah. I mean, I found that's, you know what I mean, I certainly have major objections to the workplace being used for military displays. I mean, there was...
Yeah, but Sinn Féin didn't break into City Hall, Mannix.
No, Sinn Féin got permission off Dublin City Council officials, and the officials gave them permission. As far as I'm aware, the officials had no idea that there'd be various individuals running around City Hall carrying what looked like weaponry. Now, you can do that when you have a film.
When Sinn Féin put in a request for the reenactment of the O'Donovan Rossa funeral, which was exactly reenacted, City Hall, military, Guard of Honour, then out onto Dame Street, military formation, then a march. That was the reenactment. You're saying the City Hall officials didn't know that was going to happen?
Absolutely didn't know. Yeah.
What did they think was going to happen at Cayley?
Well, I quite imagine they did. I mean, it's important to know now that there's been a subsequent number of applications or, you know, talk of putting more stuff in, and they've been refused as far as
and
I know.
And is that because you're saying the O'Donovan Rossa organisers abused their permission?
I would imagine that the O'Donovan Rossas, you know what I mean, like, were, had a major disregard and did abuse their position. And if you were there on the day, and I was up there on the day, I took great exception to the City Hall being taken up for what was basically a military parade followed by Belfast bands. And as I said at the time, it looked like a bad day in Belfast, and it still, in my mind, looked like a bad day in Belfast. There's an appropriate way to acknowledge and commemorate O'Donovan Rossa. There's an appropriate way to acknowledge and commemorate 2016, 1916, etc. But once you have a major display by one political group pushing their weight around, I take exception to that. There was nothing civil, there was nothing celebrating, and there was nothing commemorative about
it.
It was political hijacking at its worst is what it was.
But Sinn Féin argued on the, and I think they argued beforehand, that it was, they invited everyone along and everyone to dress up.
But you see, you can invite everybody along to dress up to the, like, you know, to the tramp's ball, but this wasn't that. This was a military display. It didn't say that. This was the carrying of arms, reenactment, in other words, a coffin draped in the tricolour, lying in a kind of a mock state in City Hall.
Yeah.
I mean, it was preposterous is what it was. In my view, it was preposterous, and it was an insult to O'Donovan Rossa. And I think also, bearing in mind the Belfast Agreement, bearing in mind the sensitivities, bearing in mind all of the kind of nuances and potential coming forward in 2016, I think they should have been a lot more cautious. I think they should have been a lot more respectful, and I think they should have been a lot more inclusive. I mean, who wants to march in a military parade organised by Sinn Féin? Nobody. There is no one would want to do that unless they're deluded.
Okay, Dermot, do you think the City Hall was hijacked by Sinn Féin?
Okay, I mainly wanted to bring you the sound of my good friend Ken Curtin talking about Sonia O'Sullivan and talking about his home community in Cove. So, but I let it run on a bit longer so that you could get a bit of an idea of what the sound of Ireland's most popular talk-in radio show is. Thanks very much. Bye for now.